We'll hear this week from former special counsel Robert Mueller as he testifies before two congressional committees on Wednesday. He'll be asked about his findings on President Trump, but remember, one thing he made absolutely clear in his report was that Russia did interfere in the U.S. election in 2016. So what's been done to guard against election interference for 2020? Well, joining us now is one state official who's working on that very issue. Maggie Toulouse-Oliver is New Mexico's Secretary of State. She joins us now from Santa Fe. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you met with dozens of state election chiefs earlier this month to discuss concerns about voting security in preparation for next year's elections. What were the main issues? What did you talk about?
Well, election security has really been a top priority for secretaries of state and chief election officials around the country, particularly since 2016, since we first learned of the Russian interference in our election system. And so every meeting we've had since that time has been about this topic. This time, we were particularly focused on not even so much election security itself, but in focusing on the other side of the equation, which is misinformation and disinformation that is perpetuated through social media and other mechanisms, and what we as secretaries of state can do to combat that, because it's important that voters have accurate information about where, when, and how to cast their ballots.
What about issues like people actually hacking into your computers? Is that something that you are working on?
We are absolutely working on that, and that's probably been our number one priority since the 2016 interference. And collectively as states, we are getting so much better at being able to use tools and resources at our disposal, both from the federal government as well as our state governments, private vendors, in some cases National Guard partners, to be able to detect attempts at breaching or even just scanning or tapping our systems. And we have a number of tools at our disposal, not only to thwart any attempted attacks, but as well to be able to report them up and down the chain of communication. We've developed an incredible national communication system, starting at the federal government and going all the way down to local election officials and back up that same chain. This is always something that we care deeply about, that we're working on, and we're working with each other in a very proactive way.
Have you had any attempts at attacking your systems?
Well, one of the challenges of this sort of brave new world that we are living in with regard to election security is, how do you define attempt? It can have a lot of different forms. And so we know, for example, in 2016 and since then, that foreign actors attempt to look at our systems, to scan them. One thing that we have experienced in New Mexico is attempts at accessing our system via phishing, and spear phishing in particular. So I personally, for example, last year received a spear phishing email. I've been really well trained at this point in how to identify them and what to do with them if and when I see something that looks like it could be a spear phishing attempt. I forwarded it to my election security team in my office, and they forwarded it up the chain, et cetera, et cetera. And it was identified as an email coming from the Russian government. And so we do know that these attacks can come in different forms and that they do actually happen. And really, it's on us here in my state and on each chief election official's office to be vigilant and be well trained and to use all the tools at our disposal to be able to thwart those attacks.
And for people who aren't familiar with phishing, this is exactly what was used to steal emails from Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign chairman, John Podesta. Basically, employees get emails with links to malware masquerading as official business, and if they click on it, then people have more access than they should.
That's correct. And a phishing attempt is sort of a widespread, you know, maybe so a phishing attempt on my office would maybe look like an email going to every employee in my office, right? And sort of having the same look and feel. A spear phishing attempt is a very targeted attack. And so the spear phishing email in this case came directly to me as the state's chief election official and was disguised to look like something official that I would maybe normally engage with or click on a link. And that's exactly what happened in this case.
Now, the federal government divvied up some $380 million to states to deal with election security. Do you think that you have enough in terms of resources to do what you need to do?
Well, look, the reality is that we can always use more resources. New Mexico in particular is not the wealthiest state. And while we've been having some good years financially and fiscally in state government, we always need more resources. And what's really important from my state's perspective and from most states' perspective is that we would love to have a more consistent source of resources from the federal government to help us combat this threat. The reality is that when you have foreign government that are attempting to interfere with a national system, even though that system is run by each of the states individually, that is a national threat. And so the federal government was generous with us last year and gave us some funding to help really jumpstart, particularly in New Mexico, some important programs. But we do need a consistent source of funding moving forward. The federal government has skin in the game and should have skin in the game of its federal elections that are being conducted by the states. And so this is something that's important to me and many other secretaries of state that we want to continue to advocate for moving forward.
What are you doing to make sure that the vote count on election night is accurate?
Well, in New Mexico, we have been ahead of the curve on this issue for many years. Starting in 2006, we moved to an all 100% paper ballot system mm-hmm. in the state. And while that's sort of backwards technologically, it was very forward thinking in regard to making sure that we safeguard the accuracy of our elections. Because what we can do and what we have been able to do since 2006 is we always have a paper record that we are able to go back to recreate the outcome of an election in case there is ever a question about whether the outcome was accurate. We, like every other state that utilizes paper ballots, use electronic tabulation machines. Those tabulators are programmed by human beings mm-hmm. and use software. And while we have many systems in place to test them very rigorously and to secure them very rigorously, what we love about the paper ballot system is that we know that in case whether it's an intentional mistake or whether there's a hacking attempt or whatever, we can always go back and hand count those ballots if need be or recount them if need be. We conduct post-election audits here in New Mexico, and that is to make sure that we know for a fact that the machines tabulated those results accurately, and we have really robust automatic recount laws in the state as well to make sure mm-hmm. that election outcomes are accurate. So we feel really good about our system, and we feel that our counts have been accurate over the last, almost 12 years now, and that they will continue to be accurate using these systems.
Now, we're talking to you, a state official, not the federal government, because elections are run basically state by state in this country. There has long been talk of federalizing elections. What do you think about that idea? Do you think that the federal government should play a bigger role in running national elections?
This is a topic that you will find a wide variety of opinions on among secretaries of state and chief election officials. And I'm somebody that favors more help and more assistance and more standardization being established by the federal government. And I think it's important for a few reasons. I think it's important because if you are a United States citizen voting in a federal election, there should be certain standards in place that make your voting experience equal to any other federal voters' experience in any other state in the country. So your ability to be able to vote on a voter verifiable paper ballot should be a right and a privilege that's guaranteed to every voter across the country. You should be able to vote early if you need to. You should be able to vote absentee without having to make an excuse in order to do that. And you should be able to have the same access to the ballot box as any other voter across the country. With that being said, there is strength and important power in having each state conduct its own election in a way that makes sense for that state and for the people of that state. So I do not favor any sort of cookie cutter approach to administering elections. But I do think that having certain rights and guarantees in place for each voter in this country is important. And that's a role the federal government can play.
You think the 2020 election is going to be secure across the country?
I believe the 2020 election is going to be the most secure election that we've ever had in this country. And, you know, given what happened in 2016, even though it was as bad as it was and as unprecedented as it was, the silver lining of it is that it made folks around the country more aware of the vulnerabilities of our elections, and it made chief election officials more aware and far more proactive with regard to fixing these problems moving forward. So I think that we will always have work to do to secure our elections. We will never have a perfect election system or a perfectly secure election system, but 2020's election is going to be the most secure we've ever seen in this country.
That is Maggie Toulouse Oliver, who is the Secretary of State for New Mexico. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeremy.